This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, the Indigo Girls, back to the show. Good to see you both.
Hey.
Good to be back.
Good to be here.
Great to have you. As we were saying before the interview, this is the second time we've had a chance to visit and talk shop. The last show going back to 2007. I went back and looked it up. And I was like, oh my God, don't tell me it's that long. Yes, 2007. I'm sure that the Indigo Girls will be very familiar to our listeners through their 15 studio albums, 4 live recordings, solo albums. We'll maybe touch a little bit on your new project because that's new stuff for you. Multiple Grammy nominations and a Grammy Award winner. Maybe where we can start is Montana. Let's just maybe talk about your impressions, your connections to Montana, other than being on Musician Spotlight darn near 10 years ago.
We've done a lot of work with Honor the Earth here in Montana. Honor the Earth is a group that Amy and I helped start with Native American activist Winona LaDuke, and we met her at an Earth Day concert. We started Honor the Earth around 1991, so we're 3 decades in now, and we've done a lot of environmental work with mining in Montana and the Sweetgrass Hills and
bison. We did some stuff with Yellowstone, with buffalo, and we did some stuff with Native Action and getting out the Indian vote a long time ago too, it was like a successful, you know, really cool campaign and kind of turned us on to like the way you can organize and really, you know, leverage and kind of work within the system while you're working outside of the system too. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Montana's got a wealth of resources and a lot of tribes, and we really try to work on positive energy development instead of negative stuff. So we've ended up trying to support tribes up here that are doing good things. And I think my friend was telling me the Salish and Kootenai are trying to get to be recognized as kind of to take care of the bison herd in the bison range. Mm-hmm. There's always something happening. And we just got back from, we just went to Standing Rock and spent a couple days there at that protest in North and South Dakota, kind of right there on the borderline at on the banks of the Cannonball River. And that was really moving. And, you know, we got involved just to support the protesters. And then an interesting thing happened is that we had played a music festival, unbeknownst to us, that was owned by the man who is the owner of Energy Transfer Partners, who's building that pipeline.
Oh.
And someone pointed it out to us. And so we got even more involved because we were like, we didn't know that we had, you know, and now we've got this letter that all these musicians have signed on that we're going to be sending out to him to boycott his festival. And we're certainly not going to play it anymore.
Yeah.
And also trying to encourage him to look at what his company is doing, because all of the music that he loves and supports is all made by people who do human rights work, like Jackson Browne and, you know, Bonnie and all these, just the list is like, oh yeah, these are all like basically like progressive left-wing bands, mm-hmm. and that's his favorite music.
Yeah, interesting.
And so I wrote a letter and said, there's a disconnect here. And we want you to know that we appreciate what you love in music, but can you please like support these tribes?
I find that really interesting. It reminds me of Bono becoming friends with Jesse Helms, who because they were on polar opposites of things socially and politically, and his theory was, yeah, but that's all the more reason I need to befriend him and try to communicate with him.
Yeah,
and it doesn't surprise me, because I remember in our last interview, one of the things that Emily was saying was that when writing songs that this was a reflection of, you know, your activism, that you've always striven.
Good word to
I like striven. Strive to be for objectivity.
You don't want to alienate. I mean, the only way to bring people around is to sort of find the common ground, and then sometimes it's not going to change anything, and sometimes it is, and whatever. But you can't, if you start in a negative position, it's not really going to work. Instead of just trying to knock people over the head with all these things, we try to provide positive alternatives to the negative things we're talking about.